The Channel Islands are known for their incredible and mostly unspoiled beauty, but to archaeologists around the world, they hold a much different significance, one that's little known even to most people in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
What they're famous for is a lack of people, right? A wilderness where you can go and just see a microcosm of what California might have looked like before we paved it and put buildings everywhere and freeways all over the place. But what's literally sitting right underneath all their feet is an incredible record, one of the longest records in all of North America of Native American occupation. And on the Channel Islands, particularly the Northern Channel Islands, so Anacapa, Santa Cruz, San Miguel, and Santa Rosa, you have Native American peoples who were building boats and traveling out to those islands at least 13,000 years ago.
Dr. Torben Rick is the chair of the Department of Anthropology at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History. Rick, who's originally from Ventura County, has studied the archaeology of the Channel Islands for years. He says there have been a lot of finds in the islands, but there's one that has special significance to researchers.
Arlington Man was a remarkable find made by Phil Orr 50 years ago. Phil Orr was of the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History. Those are the remains of a human skeleton that were found in Arlington Canyon. They date to about 13,000 calendar years ago. That is the earliest evidence we have for humans of any kind on the Channel Islands. So John Johnson, working in consultation with the Chumash, has revisited those remains and analyzed them, found out that the date was spot on. Arlington Springs Man is one of the oldest in all of North America.
Rick says the islands are rich in archaeological treasures, with multiple sites dating back 10 to 13,000 years and many more as the calendar clicks towards the present.
After about 9,000 years ago, it explodes. There are archaeological sites all over the place, such that you've got literally, you can't trip without finding an archaeological site on the Channel Islands. And then it leads up to the Chumash and Tongva peoples who occupied the islands historically and in deeper time too, who are still here. Descendants are from those communities are still here today.
Getting to the Channel Islands now is involved taking a few hours on a boat or a very expensive flight. But think about this. Early coastal residents had to paddle their way across the Santa Barbara Channel.
Why in the heck would people do this? Human curiosity. You're standing on the mainland and you see something out there. You're already paddling around fishing in the kelp forests, and you're already pretty familiar with at least near shore marine environments. It's not that huge of a step to try to get out to those islands.
Rick was the keynote speaker at the Channel Islands Symposium in Ventura. It's a conference held every 3 to 5 years so researchers can compare notes and share studies related to the islands. More than 250 scientists, resource managers, educators, and others interested in the Channel Islands are on hand for the 4-day event. There's been a big push during the last few decades to reverse the impacts of ranching and other human activities in the islands by removing non-native species and restoring natural habitat. But with human activity dating back more than 10,000 years, Rick says it creates some interesting questions for those trying to determine the island's natural state.
The Park Service, the Nature Conservancy, the Navy, other groups, they have a really challenging job. I mean, imagine that, just trying to figure out what the islands look like prior to the ranching period, let alone how to make that happen, right? How to enact that change. They're doing a really great job. But yeah, it gets muddy when you look deeper in time.
Rick says much of his research now isn't focused on new archaeological digs, but trying to use modern technology to better understand items in existing collections.
We've actually been doing a lot of museum work. So we've been visiting old collections that were made by archaeologists applying ancient DNA to those specimens. We're applying stable isotopes, which can tell us about their diet in those cases. And so we're using new technologies to revisit old collections. It's also a feel-good story because, you know, each time you dig an archaeological site, you're destroying it. You know, there's a lot of collections out there in museums that we can make better use of. And I think it's something that goes along with what the tribes are interested in, too.
The researcher says while we think of the Channel Islands as a place of beauty, which they are, we also need to realize that in the world of archaeology, they're an internationally known treasure because of the stories the items found there are telling us. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.